Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Off his latest album, Gratitude, that was the timbre of Gratitude circa 2017 from the great saxophonist Dana Stevens. To begin this brand new hour of a program that we affectionately call Neon Jazz. So Dana was born in Brooklyn and raised in the California Bay Area. During a recent talk with Neon Jazz, he spoke about quite a bit, but elaborated on why he is so grateful.
To actually fully do what I love without any restrictions is amazing. And honestly, the gratitude comes in because so many people helped me through those 6 years. Honestly, the gratitude could mean many things. I mean, especially the guys on this record are cats that are heroes of mine.
His grandfather, Albert Bullock, was his first significant music hero. He played the saxophone professionally in the 1950s, and it's his sound that Stevens wanted to capture ultimately. He started playing saxophone at the age of 12 and eventually studied under the noted saxophonist Dan Zimm. And he would go on to college and study under Kenny Barron. His path would eventually lead to Boston's Berklee College of Music on a full scholarship before enrolling in the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. This is where he studied with trumpeter Terrence Blanchard, saxophonist Wayne Shorter, and piano legend Herbie Hancock. It was at that time that he was diagnosed with FSG, a rare kidney disease. He has that under control these days and now resides in Paterson, New Jersey, and plays a lot in New York City's jazz scene. He records new albums and also teaches at Manhattan's New School of Jazz and Contemporary Music and at Stanford University. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has some fine sax players and the likes of Brett Jackson these days and Charlie Parker for the ages, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of jazz and more jazz to keep your heart racing. And we need one more from Dana, and this one is from 2013 with his quintet, and it's captured perfectly, and it's called JFK International.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm saxophonist Dana Stevens, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the veteran jazz bassist Joe Sanders with the tune A Joy and Sorrow off his 2012 CD simply called Introducing Joe Sanders. He's definitely made a name for himself through some versatility, some dedication, and he's one sought-after cat who has done work with the likes of Robbie Coltrane, Herbie Hancock, Jimmy Heath, Wayne Shorter, Dave Brubeck, and the list goes on. And he's had some great teachers along the way. At the Dave Brubeck Institute, he studied under Christian McBride, and from there, he would take on the world. From a legend that Dana talked about quite well, and one that has changed the face of jazz for the better all the time. This is the great Sonny Rollins with the tune The Bridge, as we hear Mr. Stevens talk about it.
You know, Sonny Rollins' album The Bridge was my real first introduction to jazz, and that still is my Desert Island record. You know, and I remember the slow burn. You know, I didn't really get it the first time I heard it, but at that point it was really the only CD that I had that my dad bought me. So over the course of the next week or two, I listened to it over and over again, and it just that was it.
Right on.
an amateur jazz musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
Thank you.
That was the perennial master of the jazz keys, Mr. Kenny Barron, with his trio on the tune 2009's Don't Explain off his CD Green Chimneys. He has spent his career putting out his work on hundreds of recordings and playing all over the place, with the roots of Coltrane and Philadelphia coming through pretty clearly. And this is one cat that taught Dana well. In fact, let's have a listen to him explain.
You know, guys like Kenny, I mean, he's... I learned a lot from seeing what he doesn't do, you know?
Like, yeah.
He doesn't really say a lot, but I love that approach to leading a band. He really just leads by example. I mean, he'll call the tunes. And, actually, and I first met him at the Stanford Jazz Workshop, where he was one of my teachers. And, you know, we'll just play tunes, and he'll show us tunes by ear. And, man, it's just, you know, I learned from him that it doesn't need to be as crazy and, you know, high stressed, and I mean, a lot of leaders just kind of go a bit overboard. And
let's hear another pianist on the show. This is the accomplished Jessica J. Williams with her take on Fantasia off the 2008 CD Songs for a New Century, next on this new millennial flavor episode of Jazz Kids.
Thank you.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I'm listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. The gentleman is not a dope.
Is the great trumpeter, composer, and arranger Mark Masters, joined by his ensemble with the 2017 tune Peggy's Blue Skylight. From the greatness of another pianist, we go on the show. This is Lou Levy, joined by his trio with the tune The Gentleman is a Dope. You think? Next on The Big Show.
I'm a jazz pianist and composer. I've just recorded my first album in Brazil, Sweet Três Rios, and I hope you enjoy the music. Thank you very much.
Is saxophonist Don Aliquo, and that's a cat with articulate flow of always surprising ideas and a very great sound. That was the 2007 tune, Another Reply, and we will have one more before we leave this hour of jazz. And doing the honors is the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, or The Outfit. That was Perennial back in 1968 with the tune Warren Reverend off the CD Monday Night. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that's always saying hello with his goodbyes, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you out there in Radioland. We're at neonchazkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.